Understanding the concepts covered in this presentation will help you with items 1 and 2 on the acoustics problem set. The last part of this presentation will give you some examples of basic sine wave calculations. Let's start with calculating sine wave relative amplitude. In other words, what is the amplitude of a sine wave at a given phase? To figure this out, you need to know what the phase angle is, as well as what the maximum displacement of the source vibration is. The calculation is relatively straightforward when you know these values. It is the sine of the given angle multiplied by the maximum displacement of the source vibration. For example, if a 1000 Hz tuning fork is vibrating at a maximum amplitude of 4 units, and the sine produced is at 45 degrees of phase, what is the relative amplitude that is occurring? To solve, you first find the sine of 45 degrees. This is done on your calculator by inputting 45 and hitting the SIN key. Next, you multiply the sine value that was calculated, in this example, approximately 0.71, by the max displacement, which is 4. That gives you a relative amplitude of 2.83 units at 45 degree phase angle.